You are listening to the audio production of The Impulsive Explorer, one businesswoman's accidental journey of self-discovery on an expedition to the Antarctic. Written and narrated by Karen Espley. Foreword by Robert Swan, OBE, BA, FRGS. Published by Monkey Nut Audiobooks. Stick around at the end of this audiobook for a special bonus interview with me, the author. Dedication for those who dare to dream.
Foreword by Robert Swan, OBE, BA, FRGS. Narrated by Elliot Frisby. Raised in Yorkshire, England, Robert Swan is the first person in history to walk to both the North and South Poles. After seeing firsthand the effects of climate change, Robert has dedicated himself to protecting Antarctica and our planet at large. Positive participation and a committed team have enabled Robert to educate and stimulate people across the globe. I first met Karen Espley at the beginning of 2000 before she set off on the One Step Beyond Mission Antarctica expedition to King George Island in the Antarctic Peninsula. The aim of this expedition was to support a Russian team at the Bellingshausen base that was collecting all of the waste around the base for extraction and removal within the following couple of years. Karen was very enthusiastic about the project. In fact, I would go as far as to say she was rather overexcited. She reminded me of the Andrex puppy with her boundless energy as she chatted away, hoping to impress me with the amount of research she had done in readiness for the trip. You will understand this charming image as you read through the pages of The Impulsive Explorer. Early on in this gripping and funny book, you will learn about Karen's challenging early years. Her story immediately draws you into her world and demonstrates her resilience when faced with challenges. Exactly the characteristics needed for a journey to the outskirts of civilization. An example of which was when the voyage was put in jeopardy early on, when the Vavilov, the ship that took them across the Drake Passage, broke down and they had to return to Ushuaia. Karen's enthusiasm for the expedition as a whole was evident in the additional environmental project she undertook, testing out a new kit for the Water Research Council. In this book, you can see the maps that Karen drew as part of the data gathering needed for the report. It is charming to read about the unexpected, such as the parties being dive-bombed by skewers and the Russian hospitality that Karen experienced. It is clear to see that Karen was deeply moved by the reality for the Russians that took them to the other side of the world in order to make money for their families back home. There is nothing as enlightening as being on the edge of the world to make you appreciate the wonder and fragility of our planet and our fellow man. As you turn the last page, you will understand why this book is called The Impulsive Explorer. From her spur-of-the-moment decision to apply for the expedition to hanging up her corporate work shoes, Karen started to live life listening to her instincts. Her odyssey to the Antarctic was the catalyst which accelerated Karen's quest for freedom. You will no doubt resonate with her story and be encouraged to take a look at your life and perhaps be inspired to make different choices. Her JFDI message seems simple to me. You can be the creator of your own destiny and live a life on your terms. Robert Swan, OBE, BA, FRGS, February 2021.
Introduction. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Marcel Proust, Remembrance of Things Past. Like many 30-somethings, reading Bridget Jones' Diary by Helen Fielding had struck a chord with me. Not least the obsession for devouring self-help books in a pathetic attempt at finding the magic answer to it: love, wealth, and happiness. The obsession with self-help books slowly changed over time to downshift.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?